You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, let's play. You know the game. You know the number. It is time for Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dana has already given hers. Do you have another?
I do, actually. My grievance is a new one because we have breaking news out of South Carolina. My grievance is with South Carolina.
They caught the rest, didn't they?
Feral and not trained emus Thelma and Louise are now on the loose in South Carolina as the state's monkey search continues.
Oh, if they team up, we're done.
I don't know a lot about South Carolina.
Oh, I do.
Who is keeping track of the animals down there, Dan?
I don't know, but they're trying to escape, and that tells us all we need to know.
The fact that they're calling the emus Thelma and Louise, quote, feral and not trained should concern everyone.
Feral emu. They'll rip your face off.
Yeah, they will.
Mm-hmm. Get you. Or at least hit you with their beak.
913-586-7798. 586.
I'm not amused.
Get out.
Oh, really?
Out. That was good.
That one ruffled Scott's feathers.
The two of you can leave together. 586-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go. We've got a full board, so when you hear somebody fall off, that is your cue that you can get in. Tristan in North Kansas City, first in, first up. Hello.
Thank you for letting me be on your wonderful show today. Now I just feel like I'm ganging up on poor Scott after that terrible pun. My grievance is with you, Scott.
Okay.
Yesterday when you were talking about science movies, you mentioned the movie Contact and how it was a great movie, and I'm sorry, Scott, it's not.
Oh. Hmm. I can't challenge your grievance, but...
You may challenge it. You may bring your argument
to
it.
Well, just very quickly, what do you think about it stinks? It's fascinating.
Okay, the huge plot hole in the middle, they spent all this time building up this new technology, creating new parts for it, then it gets blown up, but, oh, it's okay, a eccentric billionaire just so happens to be building another one of it on the other side of the planet that no one knew about.
That's exactly right. You're right. That part of the movie's stupid.
Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Thank you.
Guys,
go ahead. Finish your thought.
You guys make my week so much more bearable that I cannot explain it to you. Bring always a laugh and a joy and happiness in my life. So thank you for all the work you do.
Tristan, thank you so much for the call, and I love your name.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Be well. What a very nice thing to say.
Lovely.
Lucy in Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, it's Lucy May today.
Well, hello, Lucy May.
Hey, so what's this Beaver Moon business? All these monkeys and shit going...
Oops, there you go. You can't use that word on the radio.
Lucy May and that naughty mouth. Wow.
Lucy calls in all the time. She was obviously trying to do some sort of shtick.
T just sent me a picture of the moon from our house, and it
is beautiful.
It looks
delightful.
It's lovely.
We have a beaver moon and emus on the loose. What more do you want on a Friday, Scott? What more do you want from me?
Not Lucy dropping an S-bomb on the air.
We have monkeys riding emus.
You cannot do that, Lucy.
At least in my head, they're riding the
emus. Remember the old...
Lucy's now on timeout.
Remember the old public service announcement we had written up? Anytime somebody would use a bad word on the radio.
Yes.
It was about 2.5 minutes long, and it included every possible use for that word.
And did we get in trouble for airing it? We don't hear it anymore.
I think one of the bosses didn't like it at some point.
I think we aired it too few many times. Too many times.
I think I will get to work, toot sweet, rewriting and editing a disclaimer. Because we need a new one for people like Lucy who can't follow the rules.
But maybe don't put in so many.
Oh, come on. It was funny.
It was very funny, but there's a reason somebody deleted it from the system.
It didn't just disappear on its own.
No, it did not.
And I did not.
My goodness. Sam, in my ear, how far ahead are we on the dump?
We're not there yet, but okay. We're getting close.
Okay, I'll go to the text line and see what we can find in there.
Sure.
My gratitude is you three from 6067. Thank you. Your show, you make me laugh at times, even when I'm very down. My grievance is bring back jam or no jam. We're going to do the best we can.
We are trying.
Also from the text line, my grievance is when news reporters say we reached out for comment, but they didn't get back to us. Why do you say that if they didn't get back to you?
To prove that we tried to be fair and get both sides of the story.
That's why.
All right.
Sorry.
The red light's on again.
Okay. Thank you. Shane in Olathe, please keep it clean.
Well, that went south really quickly, didn't it?
Yes,
right?
It did.
I have a grievance and a gratitude. So my gratitude is that my son Tristan auditioned for and made a worldwide band that performed at Carnegie Hall this last weekend.
Wow.
We tried to get onto the Northeast airline. Couldn't make that one, so we chose another one. They apparently opened his tuba. Oops. Sorry.
Wow.
They opened his tuba and then apparently dropped it, bending his bell. And they said that they are responsible if it was lost, but not if they damaged it.
Oh, come on.
We know we opened it because the case is not damaged at all. So they had to have pulled it out and were playing around and I'm assuming it was a security check, but they are saying we are not responsible for that.
I'd almost bet you $100 that they pulled it out and tried to play it.
I would guarantee that that's probably most likely what happened.
And it's not okay, Shane, and I'm sorry that happened to you. However, if I ever had the opportunity to, let's say I randomly came across a tuba that did not belong to me, mm-hmm. I feel like I might try to pick it up and oompa, just one blow. Because I've never done that before. I think they're heavy.
I'm sure they are.
Probably why the person that picked it up thought they were going to be funny and go room, 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 and then dropped it.
Yeah, but you're also like putting your spit into.
That's true.
That's gross.
Yeah, you're putting your lips where somebody else's lips have been.
That's true. How bad is the urge to make that thing go boom, boom? I just couldn't help myself. Hepatitis be damned. I'm putting my lips on that thing.
Okay. Scott in Overland Park.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so my grievance today is a certain county has said that they are not allowing inflatables that kids can jump on and get into, which is our family business. And it's going to probably greatly impact our sales.
Okay, go ahead. Like, county-wide, no one is able to do it, or on, like, city property?
It's the Parks and Rec Department.
Okay, so just tell me here, because I like this story, but I'm sorry that this is happening to you, Scott. You can name the county.
Johnson.
It's Joco. Okay, so they are saying, and my guess is because of liability, that they do not want inflatables at Parks and Rec property.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have the highest insurance that we could ever get in our industry, and it's other companies that make us look bad.
But they're not trying to ban it from people's backyards, are they?
Mostly city and parks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, Scott, thank you for the call. I'm not surprised, and here's why. There have been a handful of very high-profile accidents where wind gusts do what wind gusts do, and the inflatables become airborne.
I'm not laughing.
I know there have been injuries, and I almost guarantee you, Johnson County said we don't want it on our property. But I am sorry to hear that, and you know I hope that your business continues in backyards.
And I'm sure Johnson County is an area where they probably spend a lot of time. Because of all the birthday parties and stuff.
I bet
carnivals and things that come to town. What?
I bet you they faced a lawsuit because the county had one of these at an event.
Telephone number here, and we do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you're on hold, we'll get with you in just a second. Hang tight. Be patient. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. '86. Mike in Topeka. It was a top 10 hit, too, for Eddie Murphy. Mike in Topeka, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
So I have a gratitude and a grievance. I'll do the gratitude first, and that is for the members of the KMBZ fan club. As you guys know, Jacob, Ashley, and I created the KMBZ fan club because we're so in love with, you know, both the morning, the midday, and your guys' show. And it's been so great, and we wanted to create some place for all of the listeners to kind of come together and continue the discussions that are aired on the shows. And it's really been great, and I've been really proud of it and the engagement, and it's grown to well over 300 people. And one of those members, Rose from Raytown, was unable to join us at the pickleball tournament, or not the pickleball tournament, the cornhole tournament. But she still wanted to have a chance to meet some of us and kind of get us all together. So she took it upon herself to arrange and organize a pizza party tomorrow at Minsky's at 3:00.
Wow, so that's
cool. So if anyone's listening, except for Lucy, you naughty potty mouth.
she did write into it. Lucy did apologize on the text line.
Well, that's good. Okay, she can come then. So if anyone would like to join us, all of the details, just go to Facebook and look up KMBZ Fan Club. You'll find us. All the details are listed there right on the main page. Okay. So, yeah, come on out, meet us. I'll be there, and I think Ashley will be there.
Mike, thank you.
That's really sweet.
My grievance is with all three of you and your misuse of the word ne'er-do-well. When you guys use the word, you're using it to refer to people who are out criming or otherwise engaging in nefarious activities.
Yes.
And that's not what ne'er-do-well means. Mm-hmm. Ne'er-do-well is a derogatory term for someone who is lazy.
Mm-hmm. We have decided, Mike, that we are shifting the term.
That's right.
And its definition sort of in the way that some ding-dong added supposedly to the dictionary when that word clearly has no B in it. It has expanded the definition, and I think if we took it to a vote of the American people, they would agree that ne'er-do-well has expanded into those who are lazy, but also those who crime.
Mm-hmm. I think I can live with that. Let's all we'll make a movement of it and get that definition added to the dictionary.
Okay. By the way, I just joined the KMBZ fan club.
All good.
Awesome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you for doing it.
This is not breaking news today, but this is so fun that I'm going to read it and then we'll get to your calls. The Postal Service has announced this afternoon they are going to release a Betty White stamp. If you are having even a slightly bad day today, and I hope you're not because it's Friday, can we not all agree that it is time for Betty White, God rest her soul, to have her own stamp?
Yes, I think we can all agree to that. Sid in Leavenworth. Sid, hello.
I got a grievance, not a grievance, a gratitude.
Okay.
My brother-in-law, Mark, just completed his cancer treatments today and rang the bell.
Good Amen. For him. That's Amen. Great news.
Yeah. Seven weeks of radiation, 5 days a week, or five times a week, for 7 weeks on his throat. So, as you can imagine, he wasn't doing too well.
Well, we're thrilled to hear that he's better now, Sid. That's great. God bless him. And God bless you for calling in. Thank you, man. Big Al in Overland Park. Hello, Big Al.
Hey, how y'all? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
You're welcome.
That was somebody's grievance last week.
That is correct.
All right. This is a PSA. It's funny that you mentioned PSA a few minutes ago, Scott, because here's a PSA for people who do not understand what a yield sign is. Oh. A yield sign is not a stop sign. It means slowly pull up to the sign, and there's no one there, go. Not stop.
Correct.
Every morning I have to take my daughter to school, and it seems like every day someone
is stopped at a yield sign.
That in front of me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Does Are you in self-checkout, Big Al?
No, I'm at an ATM machine just trying to make sure I don't lose my spot in it.
Thank you. For
keep looking around you so you don't get in trouble, man.
You know, fun fact.
Yes.
Yield signs are not stop signs, but also stop signs
are not yield signs.
Are not yield signs. Yes. And if you ask the police in Mission, Kansas, they will tell you that.
Do they tell it to you right through your window?
If one happens to get creative when they see a stop sign.
Yeah.
When there's nobody around and it is not in a residential area of the city.
It is right next to a police department.
Will. Pull you over, really on foot, they could. They will pull you over and remind you that a yield sign is not a stop sign, but a stop sign also is not a yield sign.
Where in Mission did you do this?
I'm not saying I did it.
Yes, you did.
If one were to do that near the DMV, you might be pulled over for that.
Huh. Interesting. Were you coming out of the DMV parking lot?
No, I was not.
Yeah, so it was
I was
you.
Ordered to pull into the DMV parking lot with a bullhorn.
The stop
Rather
sign.
Aggressively, I might add.
Was the one directly
did,
in front of the police department.
What did he say through the bullhorn?
Matt, pull ahead into the DMV, please.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. I got the full passenger side treatment.
Was this today?
No. I filmed it. I sent it to you. And I told him, let's just do the deal. I'm guilty.
Oh, yeah. Remember that. Sharon in Olathe. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Anytime.
Hey, I have a gratitude, first of all. My birthday is on Monday. I'll be 71. Whoop-de-doo. But my four daughters got one flying in from Greensboro that I just found out about last night with my two grandbabies, and I'm so excited. And I have four of the most wonderful daughters. They take good care of their mama, and I love them all dearly. Yeah, and let's see. What was my grievance? Oh, yeah. My grievance is that airlines just have too many delayed flights, causing people to miss their flight. So now they're not getting in until midnight tonight.
Oh,
that stinks.
Oh, are we going to Uber them home, Sharon, or are you going to have to get out and go get them?
Oh, no. She said, oh, we'll just Uber, Mom, because it'll be midnight before good. We get to your house.
That's so a good daughter.
Coming in at midnight. Yeah, and I'll be awake. I'm a late out night owl anyway. So anyway, you guys crack me up. I just love you all dearly. And the music, Dana, I am all for you on your music choices.
Did you
go see Jelly Roll?
I did not. I missed that one because you can't do all the things, Sharon. I try, and I can't get to all of them.
You do a pretty good job.
I try.
On the go, and I love it, and I love it. I'm jealous. Because I am such a music lover. If you need another group, if you haven't listened to them, check out Lawrence. I knew you'd like the name, but the band is fantastic.
Sharon, happy birthday, and enjoy the weekend with your family.
I will, and you all have a great weekend as well.
Okay, be well. Mary, Mark, Dawn, Zach, sweet Barb in Odessa is even calling in. Be nice to talk to her in a minute. Quick break here on Dana and Parks. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today. Q39KC.com. Well, now I too know the joy of wearing fake eyelashes.
And just like that, the boys never made fun of my eyelashes again.
One of them fell off, and all I hear Dana say is, well, find it. Those are expensive.
One of the fake eyelashes fell into his lap, and I go, not reaching down there for it.
I can confirm they do make your eyelids heavier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mary in Prairie Village. Mary, hi.
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 I just wanted to complain about the mail service.
Okay.
Not complaining about my particular deliverer that I've had most of the time I've lived here, but I've mailed two important things. One was a check and one had some private information in it. And they didn't arrive to their destinations for over 4 weeks.
Oh.
And then I had a check mailed to me. This is all within the last month and a half. I had a check mailed to me on October 13th or 14th, and I still don't have it.
Oh.
Huh. And I talked to the person. She has the check number, and she said it hasn't come through the bank yet. So it's like nobody captured it or anything, but I don't know what's going on with the mail. And I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but it's kind of a thing here in Prairie Village. So.
It's a thing everywhere, Mary.
There are problems in the Northland. There are problems in Kansas City, Missouri. I know that Congressman Sam Graves, Emmanuel Cleaver, Sharice Davids have all, I believe, written a letter of concern to the Postmaster General, if I'm not mistaken. But, Mary, your frustration is heard, your grievance is heard, and I assure you, you are not alone. Dawn in Lee's Summit. Dawn, hello.
Well, hi.
Hi there.
I have a question, Dana. Whenever you had the bullhorn with the police officer, did you just tell us, say, this is Dana, my name's Dana, and yes, I did this, and I will take the ticket and go to court and pay the one point, or what'd you do?
Well, it just so happened that of all the police officers in the city, when he leaned into my window, I happened to know this one. For years, I've known him. And he leaned in and said, really, D-Wright? And then I was given a warning, and he told me to tell my children that I should do better, which I did.
Do you ever get a ticket for going too slow?
No. Have you?
Have you gotten a ticket for going too slow?
That's not my grievance, so I don't want to say that. But is that funny, though? Okay. No, I
haven't. Dawn's cracking herself up here.
I've been pulled over with somebody that has, and I thought that was just something else. Because anyway, so okay. Well, listen, this is what I got going on. So this is my grievance. This week is about a local school that suspended my sweet grandson that is a kindergartner for 7 days.
Oh, a kindergartner.
Yes, and I don't know how much information I can tell you, but I'll tell you, it's breaking my heart because he's never been in school before. This is his first time doing this, and it started with just something like throwing a pencil, which I know he wasn't supposed to do that, to the point that this week he got so upset in the classroom, and I wasn't there, and I'm not saying that this was approving, but I guess this week also that they chased him up and down the stairs at the school, and he must have been scared to death, and the reaction to the parent, they said, well, he sure does know how to run fast, which, yeah, okay, but anyway, so it came to the point that this 7 day suspension because he got upset in the classroom and I wasn't there, but it got so bad that they took all the students out of the class and called all the parents, and there's no plan that's been made, and that's my grievance, is that this poor little boy that loves school and wants to learn and is a little bit behind and doesn't understand the rules of school is having to go through this.
All right, we got your grievance.
I'm sorry to hear that happened. 7 days? Man.
That's a long time. Zach in Olathe. Zach, hello.
Hey, guys. Dana and Scott, love you guys. Love the show. Fridays is my favorite night because of this segment. So I have a grievance. I'm an insurance agent, and I first want to say I love my clients. My customers are the most gracious people on the planet. But people that know that I'm an insurance agent always come up to me, and they're like, hey, what's the deal with y'all raising rates all the time? Like, what's up with insurance? Insurance is such a scam. Oh, you're an insurance agent? You guys are scammers. And it's like, what do they think I'm doing? Do they think I'm the one raising the rates? Do they think I'm sitting at my desk going like, let's raise the rates a little bit more. A little bit more money in Zach's pocket.
It's a fair point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, Zach. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right, be well. Barb!
I just got to say something real quick because I know you're short on time. I did get pulled over for going too slow. I was going to tell you that one day. I was supposed to be going 55 and I was going 40 and he pulled me over. I said, well, are you giving me a ticket? He said, no, I'm just giving you a warning. I said, well, what'd you stop me for then?
To give you a warning that you're going too slow, Barb.
My appreciation is you guys. The last 3 years has been really hard on me, and I want you to know what you've done to help me. And I love y'all, and I call you my three musketeers.
Oh, sweet Barb.
That's so nice.
So I love you dearly, and I don't know what I've done without you the last year and a half, because the only thing that got me through you two things.
Barb, you're very sweet.
Listen, you're so sweet, and we have something we want to send you. We've been doing this for a while, and we've been talking about it. We want to send you something. Can you just hang on the line, and we're going to get your address from Sam?
I rescheduled my appointment for Steve, too. I was going to tell you that.
Oh, okay. That's okay. You let me know when you're coming into town, but you don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address, okay?
Okay, sweetie.
You have a good weekend.
We love you, Barb.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We have an open line if you want it, by the way, 913-586-7798. Hannah in Kansas City. Hello, Hannah.
Talk about hard to follow. Barb was great.
Yeah.
Mine is a grievance and gratitude all within the same for how people react to people with quote-unquote invisible disabilities. I myself have multiple sclerosis, so MS, and there are a lot of great people out there who are really kind and treat me wonderfully.
Yeah.
But then there are other people that I don't go out because of how people look at me, thinking that I'm drunk when I'm actually going to be 4 years sober. And I've worked really hard at that in April. And so those kind of people are my, you know, my grievance with, my gratitude is with the other people who in, you know, church or in other places don't kind of look down or judge thinking that I'm drunk, which I'm not, but it's because I really tend to sometimes have a little bit of trouble being stable. And it stinks that I can't go out and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Hannah, I'm sorry that that happens to you. It's a great grievance, and I wish you nothing but the best, and God bless you.
Thank you. You guys have a great evening and a good weekend.
You do the same. Thanks a lot. 913-586-7798. Jason in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
First, I want to give my sympathies or condolences to Mike in Topeka. I actually made the ne'er-do-well grievance like a year and a half ago, and it went the exact same way. I think by the time I was done, I was apologizing to you. So, I think I promised that I'd write Webster's and actually get the definitions changed just to make everybody happy.
We would be so happy, Jason. We've done some things on this show. We've never changed the definition of a word. It's my goal.
I will never, ever do it. Ever again. I learned my lesson. So I just went, hey, Mike, you're not the only one, man. That's all. So now I'll move on to my grievance.
Okay.
I had a grievance from, I was going to push from the last one. I missed out. But today, my grievance is with people. I've cut through parking lots. We all have, right? I mean, the big open, you know, what the heck, just kind of go through. But my grievance is with people who will do a U-turn in a parking lot in between two parked cars at 20 miles an hour. Because I opened my door to step out, and I almost got taken out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, you have no business doing that. You never know. A kid could open that door. And, I mean, I'm specifically talking about, like, you got a parked car, and one hole in the middle. And I see it all the time, but I never really gave it much thought. It bugged me. But then this time, I open my door, and I hear screeching, and I look over, and this guy was, like, freaking out a little bit. But and I had to hold my temper. But just don't do that. I mean, that is dangerous, because if you're cutting through someplace like that at a high rate of speed doing a U-turn in between two illegal cars, anybody can open their door at a time. You can take out their door, take out them, take out any kids getting out. So please don't do that.
Amen.
And that's my grievance.
Jason, good one, and thanks for the laugh, by the way. I have a grievance, too. And
yeah,
he reminded me of it. I haven't had a grievance in so long, I forgot what it's like to have one. I was parked at the Lenexa City Center the other day.
Okay.
And you know that street that runs right between the city market and I think there's an aquatic center across the street. They allow for they allow for parallel parking right there in front of the city market.
Yeah.
I had parked there, and the people who drive down that street, I think it's 83rd or it becomes 87th, they drive down that street through the Lenexa City Center like they are being chased.
Oh, the speed limit is 87th Street. The speed limit through there is 25.
Oh, is it 25?
And on either side of that area, it's 35 or 40, and yeah, they don't slow down.
They don't. And I was looking in my side mirror so I could get out, and I saw that there was a car coming, but it was a ways away. What I didn't realize was the car was going about 60 miles an hour, and as I opened my door, I looked behind me out the door, and if I hadn't slammed my door shut, he would have taken the door off. They drive through that city center way too fast. Angie and Keith, if you'll be so kind as to be patient, hold on for just a second, we'll get with you. We do have another open line at 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. All right, let's get to Angie in Smithville. Angie, hello.
Hi, my grievance is parents that do not pick up their kids from, like, sporting events, dances on time. My husband's a high school administrator, and kids are not picked up for 30 to 45 minutes after the event has ended. So if parents could plan accordingly and get them picked up, it would be very helpful.
Oh, that's a great grievance.
Why should they when you're freely babysitting them?
Yeah, free babysitter there, Angie.
Absolutely. But these administrators have already put in.
No,
they've been there since 6:30 a.m. And it's 11 o'clock at night, and the dance is over, and the last kid isn't picked up till 11:45.
I hear you.
I would create some kind of holding tank for leftover children.
Like
this
a jail?
Is why I could never be a teacher. I'd be like, I'm out. It's 5 o'clock on Friday. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Keith in Independence. Hello, Keith.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So I want to first off say thank you to my wife for putting me onto your show, because I've never listened to you until she was like, hey, need to listen to this. I was like, all right, cool. So we did. Anyway, so my grievance is this, is the yield and the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we need to obey those laws as drivers, but the cops need to obey those laws also as drivers.
Oh, okay.
I drive through a city that there's a station, and they like to just roll right on through them.
Okay.
Like nothing's ever happened.
Keith, we've got your grievance in. Thank you, man. Last one this week. Looks like it goes to Joe in Western Shawnee.
How's it going tonight?
It's going very well, Joe. Thank you.
I have a good and a bad. The good was the people that acknowledged veterans on Veterans Day. I'm a disabled vet, and you'd be surprised the number of people that said, you know, thank you for your service. And were very accommodating.
Good.
Now, the bad is out in what you call God's country, the municipality says they cannot afford a traffic control officer because of budget. But if they decided to pull someone over, then they'd make enough to get 10 officers. You know, I just about got ran over on Shawnee Mission Parkway for doing the speed suggestion. It's just a suggestion, because if it was a limit, it'd be a law, and they'd have to enforce it. But it's getting very frustrating to, you know, stay in your lane, follow the rules, and still almost get hit on a daily basis. Now, I follow the rules because my son is a law enforcement officer,
mm-hmm.
and having to listen to him with, you're doing 2 miles over the speed limit, and you didn't sit at that light for 3 seconds. So I follow the rules, but why can't everyone else?
Joe, appreciate it, man. Thank you for it. Real quick, before we head out, the bonus hour, by the way, is coming up in just a moment. We have launched Coats for Kids 2024. Our goal this year is an ambitious $60,000. We're hoping to reach it. If you can help us, please go to kmbz.com. Your generosity over the years has just been so incredible. And we donate these new coats. Every penny goes to new coats to children in Kansas City who, for whatever reason, don't have a coat this winter. And thanks to Pinnacle Bank, our sponsor over the years. They've been just a fantastic partner for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're all back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you Monday. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.